Class 6, Chemistry, Chapter 2, The Nature of Matter, States of Matter. Matter is anything that has mass and occupies space. Matter can exist in three states, solid, liquid, and gas. In your book, page 26, please mark the line, all substances are composed of matter. Here we can see there's one activity 1, to show that matter can be seen. We take an empty can and suspend it from a spring balance. What is a spring balance? It is an instrument which measures weight. Now the spring balance records the weight of the empty can. Then we pour water inside that empty can. And we see that the spring balance records more weight. The red pointer, can you see that red pointer, triangular arrow-like pointer, that goes down and shows that the weight of the water and the can is more than the weight of the empty can. So here we can conclude that both solids and liquids have weight or mass and can be perceived by senses because we can see them. Activity 2. To show that matter occupies space, we take a balloon and blow air into it. The air fills the balloon and as a result, the size of the balloon increases. Now if we see a deflated balloon, we see that it does not occupy that much space which is taken up by the inflated balloon. This shows that air is a matter. It occupies space. Now activity 3 will show matter has got mass. We take two similar balloons and inflate them equally. Now we hang it to both the ends of a meter scale and we balance it on a knife edge as shown in the diagram in your book. The scale remains in a balanced position. Now if we puncture one of the balloons, say the balloon on the left, we will see that the meter scale now tilts towards the right. Why does this take place? The air has weight and hence it bends towards the heavier side where the inflated balloon was hanged. Matter is anything that occupies space and has mass. So here you have to underline this definition. Anything that occupies space and has mass is called matter. Matter can be classified in different ways. Naturally occurring materials and man-made materials. Another way of classifying matter is the three states of matter, solid, liquid, and gas. Turn to the next page. There is a comparison given between the important properties of solids, liquids, and gases in a tabular form. Please mark this tabular form. This we will have to write it down in our exercise books. This comparison shows the different properties of matter. Nature of the molecules, the shape, the volume, the compressibility and density of solids, liquids and gases.